Broadcasting live from the beautiful Moscone Center in downtown San Francisco, Oracle Open World 2013. Now it's time for OAUG Radio. And here are your hosts, Lee Cantor and Stone Payton.
All right, Lee Cantor here with Stone Payton, downtown San Francisco. Another beautiful day, Oracle Open World, rocking and rolling, day two. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. This thing is in full swing, but they don't have any lunch stuff. Do they lay that out after lunch, or what's the play?
They had a snack. I saw the donuts. They went fast.
Yeah,
the bananas took a little longer to consume, but...
So we need to send some runners out for lunch, I think, because we're going to take lunch break in a little bit. But we have been going nonstop since the hall opened. We visited with some folks from Oracle, a lot of other firms, caught up with some old friends, made lots of new ones. This is going to be a fantastic segment because we have a couple of folks with us. We're going to open today's this segment with a gentleman from Panaya, Mr. Yossi Cohen. How you doing, man?
Great. Nice to be here.
Well, it's a real delight to have you. We're really happy to have you. Did we pronounce the name of this company right? How do you pronounce it?
Panaya.
Panaya. I said that right.
You did a great job.
Yeah, I'm batting 1,000.
Yeah.
Mission and purpose of Panaya. What are you guys out there doing for folks?
Panaya is a company which provides software as a service to help customers in the world of Oracle applications in two areas. To do their upgrade faster, easier, with very little risk, and to do their testing quicker and faster and with very little risk. And in this case, I think it would be great to talk about the upgrade solution that we have, upgrade automation solution. When a customer that has an Oracle e-business suite on the R11 version, and he wants to move to R12, Panaya comes into the game. Months before you actually do anything with the upgrade, you can take kind of a snapshot of your EBS, upload the customization of the snapshot to the cloud like you're doing an attachment of a Gmail, and a day later, like magic, you see all the places in which the system is going to break if you would do the upgrade. For each place the system is going to break, Panaya specifies the solution, explains how to fix it, and in 70% of the cases actually shows you the correction.
This is all happening before you pull the trigger.
Yeah, and in overnight, in 24 hours, sometimes we say 48 hours, and with no effort by the customer's side, it's kind of a wow. This is a project that would take months, sometimes more than a year, very labor intensive. Everybody's sweating. Everybody's worrying. Is worried, and Panaya is giving you the whole thing on your palm overnight. It leads like a set of action items for you to do the job. It quantifies the effort. Kind of cover you all the testing effort, explains where to fix, where to test and where not to test, because we know where the things is going to break and not when it's not going to break. And you know, the upgrade, the technical upgrade part in itself is not something of a big value for the customers. It's kind of a steps that enables you to leverage the new software. But you just want to get done with it quickly?
Yeah, you want it done right and fast. Are you buying this, Lee? You think
this
can really happen?
There's an upgrade. But what about patches? Is it the same?
Yes.
So patches as well.
Yes. And what's we know that sometimes you need to stabilize the system post-upgrade with several patches.
Right.
So Panaya had a crowdsourcing technology which looked at what customers have done after upgrades in many, many hundreds of upgrades. So we already can tell a specific customer
the best practice.
What's the best practice? So instead of waiting for working for months of patching, then encountering another defect and patching and encountering another defect, we kind of in a week you can clear the whole thing away and it's behind you.
Now, how does Oracle feel about this? What's your relationship?
I think what we feel from Oracle is love, real love all across the board, because. I think Oracle, likely its customers, wants the upgrade to get done with, so people can really leverage the great software they have in R12. And by that, we have a perfect alignment. And
right, you both have the same goals, happy customers, right?
Exactly, exactly. In this case, we go hand in hand, doing whatever we can to make life easier, simpler, quicker, cheaper for the customers.
So let's talk to a happy customer, shall we? You brought one with you, right, Yossi?
Yes, yes. We were very fortunate to have Rob as a customer. And actually, he had a very innovative approach to use Panaya. And not just get the things done, but actually make it almost seamless for his organization.
Yeah, so we're very excited to be partnered with Panaya, glad to have their solution in our house. We are Lifeway Christian Resources is a Christian publisher based in Nashville, Tennessee. We've been around since 1891, so we've been in the publishing and distribution business for a long, long time. And
but that predates Oracle, right?
Correct, sir. It does. And so, you know, what we do is provide biblical solutions for people that know Jesus Christ and those that don't know Jesus Christ. And so our target audience is really the globe, then, if you think about it. So we're in the business of ministry, for sure. And we're very excited. We run Oracle EBS 11.5.10.2. Kind of said that fast, right? 11i, basically. And we are in the process of upgrading to version 12.
Uh-huh.
We have about 17 modules deployed across the EBS, all the way from your financial system, all the way through your order management, procurement, purchasing, things of that nature. And Panaya, we engaged with them about 3 months ago, saw them at do a demo and participated in that, and then they came in and did a proof of concept for us. They turned that over in about a couple of days. And we had a good understanding of the scope of the R12 upgrade for Lifeway. So, so far, so good. And I've got some other information I can share with you as well. I know you got some questions for me, though.
Now, when you're making it, when you're upgrading dramatically from the 11 to the 12, that obviously you guys were delaying for a period of time, right? And you were you could have made the change a while ago, but you've kind of procrastinated.
I don't know if that's the word, but
it's a challenge.
Sure, absolutely. You have other business priorities, right? So
I don't know if the Oracle people would agree. I think Oracle people, it's a pretty big priority. When they get a new upgrade, they want you to switch.
Yeah. I hear you. Well, no, really, the bottom line is, you know, when you have an IT shop of 150 people and you have about 20 of those supporting the Oracle EBS,
right,
you're also supporting all the interfaces into Oracle, because in our case, it's the order management system for us. I mean, everything funnels through from the .com side, from all the ancillary systems funnel through the EBS.
Right.
And when we have priorities on the .com side or other businesses, then our resources are being consumed by that. So the challenge for us was the ability to do this without disrupting the current business that was already in place, right?
But what about the 12 has the Endeca technology?
That's correct.
That was probably a carrot for you,
was
right?
That a draw?
Well, it is a carrot, but we're not licensed for the Endeca extension at this point. But we certainly are looking at that. We don't want to deploy that immediately with the 12 upgrade, but we're looking at that, positioning ourselves on the 12.1.3 platform for the Endeca extension.
Mm-hmm. And so what compelled you to go with Panaya? Was it Yossi's...
He's very persuasive.
Personality.
He's very persuasive.
Yeah, Yossi is.
It's his hair.
No, the truth. Truth be told, I did see a demo with them at Collaborate, and it was a very simple process, in my opinion. With the demo, they demonstrated how to go from A to B, really. And I'm like, okay, my challenge by my executive team is to keep the cost down. And so when I look at the product, I'm like, okay, the solution can keep our costs down. There's no question about it.
Right. And it minimized the risk, it seems.
Absolutely. Because the way we like to look at it is our project manager, currently working on the upgrade project, it has decided Panaya really is a roadmap. Panaya provides a roadmap to you to go from A to B. And if you've driven out there in the world, you kind of sometimes need to pull up GPS and figure out how you go from A to B, right?
You can use that for your marketing.
It's a beautiful position. Right?
Yeah.
Never thought about it this way.
Yeah, and so we have...
The GPS of IT.
That's correct.
I like it. You can have
GPS
that.
Of EBS.
The GPS of EBS. Oh, the GPS of EBS. Yeah. Hey, I want to cut on that, okay? No. So what we found is Panaya identified for us 1,250 roughly customizations within our Oracle EBS deployment.
Wow.
So that kept you busy, right?
Keeps us very busy.
That's something to do between now and the weekend.
They were busy in the past as well.
Yeah. And so, you know, that's all in flex fields, indices, views, procedures, all that kind of stuff in EBS, triggers, things like that. So Panaya identified 4,500 tasks for us on the project to go from 11 to 12. with code corrections, functional corrections, testing, things of that nature.
Right, and it's real actionable things.
Very actionable.
That you can now deploy people and resources to solve these problems.
Absolutely. That's, the, in my opinion, the greatest thing. You know, we talk about the roadmap. It's really a detailed schedule. So my project manager is using this detailed schedule to execute the plan as it is today. And right now we're going, we term it the slow burn process. We're actually keeping the business running, the lights on, with all these other critical functions going on in the business. We're not disrupting the user base at this point. We're keeping it all within IT, and we're actually executing those 4,500 tasks kind of behind the scenes over an 18-month window is the way we're going to do it. We'll probably be done before that, though, thanks to Panaya.
So now, can you quantify the benefits, cost savings, the time? Can you actually put dollars?
Yeah, that's a great question. We can't do that yet. I can tell you right now from the planning perspective, it's saved us a lot just from the planning and the project schedule. I would have to generate that myself. And when Panaya spit it out for me, I mean, it's been a fabulous tool for us.
Well, and it got you a radio interview. I mean, what more do you want? Egg in your beer? Right?
Well, with two stars like yourselves. I mean, I'm sitting next to, like, you know,
are you
upper
worried?
Echelon here.
Now, when you tell your boss this, should your boss know this?
Yeah, absolutely.
I justified
this.
You can see that.
You could have told him it was all you. Look, boss,
right.
I came up with these 4,500 things we should do.
No. We justified, and it's easy to justify. Yeah. I mean, right, Yossi? I mean, it's easy to bring that to the executives to the table and say this is a product we ought to be using.
So now you guys met at Collaborate. That was the first time, or you must have heard of him before, but that's where you kind of cemented the relationship
at
Collaborate?
I actually met Yossi here in San Francisco, but I've known several of his staff for several months now at Collaborate. Yes, that's correct.
And then so now you're here at Open World, and you guys are obviously telling your story here.
Yeah.
How is this event working for both of you guys?
For us, it's beautiful. First, we have the opportunity to meet a lot of customers, potential and existing customers, and it's great to hear stories like Rob's story.
Yeah.
In general, we feel very much loved. I mentioned the love of
Oracle.
But it's not the biggest love that we get is from our customers, and we are so proud and so happy about
right.
that.
Right, it must be rewarding for you to see the impact that you're making in other organizations.
Absolutely, and we see also that the system integrators that sometimes projects like Rob's are not being done by the internal IT but being outsourced, and we see that they really like it as well because they. Can be less painful for the
right.
customer. It can help them to do their technical thing quickly, get done with it, and help them with the business where the real game for both the integrators and the IT is to benefit the business.
What a fantastic story. This is inspiring.
I mean, it's a story of love.
There's
so much energy.
Right. We've been talking to a lot of the Oracle executives, and this is a great example about how you have an Oracle platform. And then you have two organizations that are benefiting from the Oracle platform.
Absolutely.
And the ecosystem here is just so robust, and it's just a great story.
Absolutely.
So what are you guys going to do for the balance of your time here in town? What happens next? Or you're done now and you can just wrap and go?
No. I still go to the breakout
sessions. Work is never
sessions.
Done, right? A lot of education.
Yeah,
he's got 4,400, 900.
He's got a long to-do list.
Right, exactly.
I got a long to-do list, yes.
So, but you'll go to some more education sessions?
Absolutely.
You'll walk the carpet in the other halls? How about you, Yossi?
You know, these are very few very busy days.
Mm-hmm.
Very fortunate from my perspective because I can meet lots of customers and learn their needs and actually get the love.
He's big on the love. This is not the first time he's talked about the love.
Yeah,
that's great.
Kind of build additional capabilities to help the customers together with Oracle and together with the system integrator. So I'm spending both the day here, the mornings and the evenings in dinners and breakfasts with the partners and customers. So it's very busy for us, and it's very fun. A lot of fun.
So, Yossi, what time's dinner tonight? What time are you picking me up?
Actually, I'm kidding. Actually, I have two today.
Two dinners?
This is a real risk for my diet. You know, I've been able to lose few pounds recently.
Two dinners.
First dinner and second dinner.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely. Well, thank you both so much for coming by and joining. This has been a lot of fun, a very exciting and informative conversation. And I'm having a blast. This beats a heck out of working, doesn't it?
Absolutely. But let's make sure we get some contact information.
Yes, absolutely.
Panaya website
is www.panaya.com.
And then they can see demos. They can get more information.
Exactly. There are videos over there. They can ask for a free POC. What Rob was telling, that this is the first step in any encounter with Panaya. We don't need to kind of make a belief that the product will help you. You can see
it with your eyes, right?
Yes, exactly. The whole results that you're gonna buy are in your face in 24 or 48 hours. Yeah.
Now, Rob, the Lifeway coordinates.
Yeah, lifeway.com, lifeway.com. My contact is rob.tudor@lifeway.com.
There
how about
you go.
That?
He's answered that question
easy
before.
Yes.
And soon to come on the Panaya website, I'm sure, will be the slogan, GPS for EVs.
Yeah.
That's
right.
Yeah. How many other clients give you a catchphrase, you know?
Yeah, come
tagline.
It's a real partnership. It's a give and take for both sides.
Yeah. Everybody wins.
I was just trying to share some love there.
All right, for Lee Cantor,
so
Rob Tudor.
Thank you for being such a fun host.
Oh, you're more than welcome, man. This
some
has been a blast.
Some of the best minutes I had here.
Our pleasure.
In terms of love and fun.
Yeah, that's good.
All right, we will be back in a few from the show floor at Oracle Open World 2013.